Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Welcome to the Undressing Room podcast presented by Macy's. I'm L'Oreal.
And it's your girl, Claudia Jordan. Hey.
And Claudia's forcing us to do video today, even though I said no. But we're here.
Oh, we're doing video? Good. I mean, why should we not? We're cute.
Oh, yeah, you're eating. Do you still want to do it?
Yeah, it's fine. Don't worry about it. We're going to be casual here today.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's what we're going to do. So we're going to talk about something else that casually just popped up on us this week, right? We're going to address a lot of things, and that is Threads, okay? Threads, like about a week and a half ago, came out. It's the new social media app. It's growing. And we want to know, is it a fad or not? Is there something? Because I know I couldn't put my phone down off of it initially. I want to know where you are with it, Claudia. I know me and you have both met on there at a time or two. Like, we've both been on there at the same time threading. Is that what we call it?
Yeah, I like it. I practice for years. Part of my day is checking my Instagram, my Twitter, right? So just, I got to add another one to the mix. It hasn't been properly added to the lineup. So I'm still kind of sporadic with it. But we're going to get more into that a little bit later. But it's a lot, that's man. Right. I keep track of all these.
It's too many. And also, some people have too many friends in their business, right? But then you have friends you're doing business with. Now, is that something that you can ever have happen where your business is ruining your friendship? Because Kelly Rowland is speaking out on a podcast, and she spoke about the breakup of Destiny's Child. It's so funny because they were also putting up these old Beyonce interviews, and they were like reasons. I don't know if you've seen it. I believe it was Industry on Blast. And they were like reasons why Beyonce is not allowed to do interviews.
Yeah.
Shady.
I thought that was funny, though.
It was great. Oh, my God. First of all, if Beyonce was to come to do an interview and she was talking reckless like she used to back in the day, I would so love that. And why wouldn't she talk like that? Because she's the queen bee.
She can.
She can. I think she still talks like that.
I also think she likes to get lit. And I also think she's a fun girl. But she has, you know, she has a rich empire. She can't just be reckless like that. But actually, when you get to that level, you kind of can.
You kind of can. Now is the time, actually. I wouldn't mind if she, like, broke out her shell. But we'll talk about what happened with Kelly Rowland and Destiny's Child. Also, we have Hot Topics. And guess who's in the Hot Topics this week?
Who?
Our very own Claudia Jordan.
I'm in Hot Topics? What did
You're
I do?
In
I'm,
Hot
I'm
Topics.
I've been well-behaved, first of all. I have done nothing wrong.
Ooh, I wouldn't say that. It looked like you were being a little naughty, but we'll
I have
talk
not been
that.
Naughty in a minute, first of all. That's the problem.
I don't know. Also, it goes down in our DM each and every week, so make sure you listen up to hear how we undress this mess. Woo, it gets messy, child, doesn't it, Claudia?
I've been getting a lot of perverts lately. I've had a blast them on my social media, and they've been
you
like just going-
You better.
They talking about-
You
I can't say what I want to say. Okay,
you better read them, okay?
I'll read them.
Don't
yes,
give
ma'am.
Us no. Give us all the tea. Get undressed. Don't just half dress. Like, don't
oh,
put on a mattress.
He was trying to undress me in that DM. And
okay.
It went straight
oh, no.
to the tape.
I can't wait. I can't wait. I'm hype. Okay. All right. Now let's talk about Macy's really quickly. Own your beauty. Own your style. The first day of school is around the corner. Can you believe that? That means summer is almost over.
It just started.
No, for you, maybe. Not for the kids. The kids is going back. And Macy's has outfits from your favorite brands like Levi's, Free People, and more to make picture day iconic. I can't believe this. Of course, no first day of school is complete without a backpack, shoes. You know, you got to keep them fly with the Nike. You can have a cute combo. And, you know, the kids are headed to college now, too. They're not just kids anymore. They're growing up. And you could get the dorm essentials from bedding, beauty blenders for the makeup savvy ones, and Fitbits to make good use of the campus gym. Go on over to Macy's.com/back to school because these kids are getting their ass back to school, okay? I do not miss that.
Me neither. And also, shout out to Macy's for having affordable stuff. But aren't you glad we don't got to pay for no kids' stuff?
I am glad I don't have to pay for it. Well, that's not true. My goddaughter, I pay for a lot of stuff for my goddaughter, and these kids are expensive, let me tell you. So it kind of makes me, it's kind of like birth control, but at the same time, I'm ready to go too. So I'm like, every time I'm like, I'm ready to go, I'm ready to have my child, and then I got to get something for my goddaughter. I'm like, wait a second.
Think about it. You got to feed that.
No, she had a birthday party. Imagine you got to feed that
thing. Uh-huh. And what happened?
That birthday party, like $5,000. Why would it be $5,000?
I'm not doing it. First of all, that's money that I could spend taking myself to Bali or, you know, I don't know, going to Dubai.
A casino whatever. And blow it there. No, you would do it. I would spend, I probably would spend more than that too. Especially when it's the first birthday, you don't know what you're doing. The next one, you probably just going to get a box cake.
$5,000 on a kid that doesn't even appreciate half the stuff you're doing? Hell no. No, thank you.
The kid is not even going to remember. But if you go to Macy's, you could cut that cost down and, you know, have a great party one way or another. Now, let's talk about this whole Threads thing. Okay, now, they came to end Twitter. It's like even bigger than this. It's like Mark Zuckerberg versus, and I like to say Zuckerberger like Boosie just because it's hilarious. Mm-hmm. So Mark Zuckerberg and then Elon Musk, who I hate. And I
Me too. I used to like him too because he had my Dogecoin worth like $100,000 for my $800 investment. But then he kept running his mouth and then it plummeted. So I don't like him. It's on site when I see you, Elon Musk. And I'm not feeling you.
He looked like an alien. Not an alien, but an alien. So whatever, it's like a human mixed with an alien.
Okay.
So that's what he looked like to me. And they're all their names are like XZ2+1, like when only aliens.
You think people get just real weird when they get that much money? Like they just can't help but to get real. Like if you think you had like billions and billions of dollars, right? Do you think you get weird like this? You think you'd be like, I'm bored. Let me just name my kid L or.
No, I think that aliens had to exist amongst us some way and they blended in, but they still had to represent for their race. So he's letting it be known that they're aliens. Either way, he's going to fight Mark Zuckerberger in Rome.
You know
Did
what?
You know that?
No, but I'm due for a trip to Italy. I would go see that. And you also heard he want to have a D measuring contest to see who got the bigger meat.
Yeah, well, that was after Mark Zuckerberg shut him down with Threads because they like broke records and they had like 100 million users in the first few days of it launching. So it's owned and developed by Meta, who obviously that's Mark Zuckerberg. The parent company is Facebook and Instagram, and it makes it easy to just sync your profiles all together to your Threads profile. So Threads already has 1/5 of the weekly users that Twitter has. And Twitter has been making all these changes that has been pushing people away from being over there. Elon Musk is now accusing them of stealing employees from Twitter, which is stupid because it's just like, listen, this is a social media platform. They could figure it out. If they could figure out one, they could do the other.
Mm-hmm. Right? And the way the reports came out of how he was treating his employees, making them sleep in the office and work long, crazy hours, not really taking care of his folks. Are you surprised, Elon Musk? And you know, Twitter is what I don't like about Twitter, right? Is they'll censor something you may say politically that he may not agree with now. And they say that they're a more open freedom of speech.
Yeah.
But it depends on who you're talking about. You know what I mean? They are definitely right-leaning. And then the stuff they don't censor, I've seen murder. I've seen all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, yes. It is a lot of sexual stuff on there.
It's a wild, wild west. Like, it is a straight, like, it's a straight porn site on Twitter now. You can see anything on Twitter. And I mean anything. Google any gross combination of sexual deviancy that you could ever think of, and you will find it on Twitter. But you have the audacity
to do that, Claudia.
Well, for research purposes, sometimes for work.
Yeah, okay.
I have to sometimes, you know, look these
You're
things
funny.
Up.
You're so funny. No, but I will say, in Elon Musk's defense, because I'm the type of person, I say this all the time, I can hate you to death, and if you got something dope about you, I'm still going to be like, that's dope, though. Things that I can't find other places, I can always find on Twitter.
Yes.
So one thing I will say, I don't really use my account. I'm not active at all. But, like, there's some things in the morning where, like, we'll be talking about something, and I know I saw it somewhere, and I can't find it anywhere online. But then I go on Twitter, and it'll be the first thing that pops up. So, like, when it comes to those kind of things,
and Black
they're really
Twitter
good.
Is the best.
Black Twitter is pretty funny, but it's like going over the threads is going to take some time. But I think that most people are getting into threads. Do you think it's a fad? Like it's going to go away?
Not with 100 million people. I think if it was like a few million, but 100 million, that's a strong showing for the first day. So I think Clubhouse, you got to remember though, Clubhouse was a different time. That's when we were all stuck in the house with COVID. So things that blew up during COVID, you know, now we're going to really see if they can really stand on their own. Threads came out when we had other choices and we still chose to flock over there. I think everyone's just kind of sick of Elon Musk and his nonsense.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
You know, I'm sorry. I just think the timing is good for Threads now because people are really sick of Elon. We're really sick
of him. It's true, but at the same time, you do see where people just get tired of it. It's like, it's cool for 2 weeks. And then it's like, it's gone. Like, I don't know. TikTok is also a place. You have TikTok, you have Instagram. People are still on Twitter. You have Threads. It's Facebook. It's a lot, right? Like how can you keep up? I have a job as well that I don't know when I come to choosing, I gotta choose that at some point.
Right. But for us, luckily though,
time to do all of this.
Luckily for us in the media, it kind of aligns with what we do. You know what I mean? Like I may spend a whole bunch of time on Instagram, but I'm also sending stories to my producers. We need to cover this. And I do, you know, use these as sources for my work. So it kind of, you know, works for me.
Sometimes with the social media platforms, what'll happen is they'll become the hot thing. So it's like we all got mad at Twitter and then they'll become the hot thing. And then they'll start doing what Twitter did and be like, oh, by the way, we're going to have to charge you for this. And the chronological order, that's gone away as well. And it's just like, oh, my gosh, please don't do that. Like, because the problem that I've always had with Instagram is that they update things and ruin them.
Yeah, like they updated them with things we didn't ask for.
Yes.
Like if you really want to update to Instagram, get rid of the bots and let me edit my comment. When I write a comment, I write a long ass comment, I go back and post it. And I'm like, I look and it's like, I spelled something wrong. So my read of someone just loses validity. Like that's an update we need. But some of this other nonsense they have is just dumb.
Or like, have you ever gone to like send a comment and then it just disappears?
Yeah.
I'm like, I was working hard on that. And now this. Okay. So yeah. All right. So Threads, we're going to keep you is what it sounds like.
Yep.
I like it. I like it a lot, actually.
Anything that challenges Elon, I like.
So think who's going to win this fight though?
Mark Zuckerberg. I think Elon has the rocket stuff game on that's his area. Mark Zuckerberg has been, look how long Facebook's been successful. People sleep on Facebook that are younger, but that's where people make a lot of money.
I'm talking about the MMA fight that they're really having in Rome.
Oh, who's going to be the stronger fighter? I think Mark Zuckerberg has been rich for a long time. Well, they both have. Mark Zuckerberg seems a little frail.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But he's getting trained by some real fighters. Like, okay. He's not playing no games, but Elon look a little bigger than him.
Elon looks thick and scrappy, but he also looks like he has that. Like, I'll put it like this.
You're going to have
that. The kid that had the problems in time in school was mad strong sometimes. You don't want to really mess with him. You know what I'm saying? That's what Elon has. Like, the weirdos have that strength.
Okay. All right. Let's move on because you're crazy. Has business ever ruined a friendship? Now, Kelly Rowland had recently been on a podcast and it was called Yeah, I F'd That Up. And she was speaking about how the break of Destiny's Child really had an effect on her. So she said that when Latavia Robinson and Latoya Luckett were kicked out of the group, it tainted their relationship. Check it out.
When Destiny's Child went through that transformation, personnel shifts and everything, was that the first look at potential failure?
Oh, absolutely.
What was that like?
It was heartbreaking because you got to remember with Latoya and Latavia, we were friends. Like I met Latavia at elementary school, she came over to my house and she heard me singing with Barbies in my closet. And she's like, oh my God, you have to try out for the group. So here's a friendship that came together organically, being shown to the rest of the world, and then that being tarnished with however everything happened, and us showing the world, here we are, we're doing this right, and we got this right. Oh shit, we're losing members. The ship is sinking. What is going on? And that was hard because people also saw it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was hard. I know, that's sad. And it's like, especially when you don't have any control, but you still want to be friends with the girls because those are your friends, like your sisters. But then you also aren't the one that got kicked out the group, right? So
yeah, it's almost like survivor's remorse. Like you feel bad that you're one of the ones that made it. Sounds like it wasn't her decision at all, that she had to just go with it because the powers that be made the decision. And she probably felt really bad about that. And that's got to be tough. Like, you know, and then your friend sees you flourishing on something that y'all came kind of started, you know, kind of got in at the ground level together. That's
right.
Be
so
tough.
How would you feel about that? Like, have you ever been in business with a friend and things didn't work out? So, you know, when it didn't work out business wise, it messed up the friendship.
I haven't had that happen to me and I hope it never does. I do have friends that I'm like currently doing some business stuff with, but so far so good. But these are people that I knew for a long time first. You know what I mean? So we're moving with mad respect for each other. So it's not a problem. You know, have you, has this happened to you?
Yeah, it's definitely happened to me. It's happened to me more than once, actually. And I think a big part of that reason is because most of the business deals that I've had with friends has had to do with entertainment. And I do feel like entertainment is one of the shadiest businesses that you can ever get into. I've had people that I was really good friends with, where I helped them, they helped me, everything was great. And then you start to grow in a different space and maybe that's not the space they saw you in, or maybe I'm not really sure what it is, but then you start having difference of opinions on things and the business just starts messing up because you're not communicating. And then like I had a friend where we were doing something together, but she started it before me, right? And I obviously brought a lot of value to it because once I came to it, it changed, you know? So together we worked on it, but then she still kind of moved in a way where it was like hers and hers alone. Mm-hmm. So it was a little weird because even like I would hear things like people being like, she's saying she has to do everything alone. And I'm like, I'm literally doing everything.
L'Oreal, did you guys have paperwork?
We did not have paperwork. And again, that's part of, and I did at a point get to the point where I'm like, well, maybe we should. And then it becomes an issue because it's like, oh, so you don't trust me.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, no, because the business is shit. You know what I mean? Like it's, our business is not working.
Unfortunately, that's a catch 22 when you do something with someone you know and love and trust. You think, oh, I don't have to because this is my girl, this is my guy. But then that's really when you actually need to do it. I mean, if you can get a prenup for someone you marry and you love, then moving forward, I'm only doing stuff with, we got to have paperwork.
I've had a situation though too, where I had paperwork with a friend and that actually backfired. And instead of it, yeah, because it wasn't in my favor. And because I was like younger when I decided to sign this paperwork and I looked at it like, okay, I believe in this person too. So we're kind of coming up together. And then when I started coming up for real, they tried to put the pause on me like, nah, we didn't say you could move yet. And I'm like, but I'm moving. Like, this is just what it is. Like, you know, and it created a big problem. And then that person tried to hold me back with that paperwork, you know? So is it like, I've had bad situations with friends in business. I don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do it. But I understand with you, it may be a little different because like you said, y'all came in knowing it's going to be like this or whatever. But I know in my life, I came across a lot of shady people and not just, maybe they're not necessarily shady, but like more for self and not for team.
The self thing for sure. I've definitely been, and I do this on my own. Like I really like to help other people make money. Mm-hmm. It really makes me feel good when I bring someone to a situation, get them paid, get them broke up, and I get nothing out of it. So the fact that I'm getting nothing out of it financially, I would think you would give me some loyalty or you give me some respect. And I've definitely been in that situation where I put people on where it's been life changing with their salary or the opportunities for them to kind of chat on me or to kind of get in and kind of be smelling themselves a little bit like, well, I'm here now. Well, I mean, you kind of helped, I guess, a little bit, but you're like, no, I orchestrated all of it. You know, there's been over the course of my 20 years in the business, been so many people that I've gotten them representation, gotten them gigs, not to say they owe me, but I would think they would want to give back some kind of loyalty at the very least, or at least to pay some homage to like, you know what, you have my back, girl. Like, I appreciate that. And I just feel like that a lot of people get on and they shit on the people that helped them. And I would never, there's producers that I shout out to this day in interviews, James DeBose at Fox Soul, John Johnson with Fox Sports West, that I will always give love to. Mike Hill, who even gave me the recommendation to even go to Fox Soul. Like, I don't care what happens with any of these people. They looked out when other people didn't and gave me a path to where I am now. Even you, Loria, I'm going to give you your props. You fighting for me to be here against odds. You were like a fish swimming upstream. I know there was pushback, and I can go ahead and say that now because we only got one show left. I know what was going on a little bit, right? And you fought for me to be here because you believed in us. And we went to number one on the urban, on the network. Number one. That's why, you know, it's crazy that we're going away, but we are, but we're going to be all right. But I'm just saying, you believed in something and you were right. And I'll never do you like that. And you have this on film right now. I'll never do that to you. And I believe you won't do that to me either. No, and there's a lot to be said about people that rock with you like that. Like, listen, you have lifetime loyalty from me, L'Oreal, for that.
And I appreciate that. And I know that, though. You know who, like, it's crazy because you say that and you're like, you put people in position to be on and they, like, whatever on you. And I feel like people have put me in position. And then when I, like, took advantage of it, they were upset. And I'm like, but why? Like, so now you don't want to be my friend because I took advantage of the situations that, you know, I was put in, I think you're supposed to. And therefore you grow together and y'all can help each other still, instead of it being like a competition. Sometimes like the people that you work with be in competition with you, like, and it's y'all business together. And you sitting there like, how the hell are you competing with me? We supposed to be against everybody else.
I wish people would see the value in having a dope ass squad, right? When I moved to Dallas, I moved for a morning radio show and I was on the R&B side and there was another female down on the hip hop side and she was killing it in that space. And I always thought, I'm going to be the girl on radio for Dallas for R&B. And you the girl, you are the girl in Dallas and actually throughout the country in hip hop. And some people wanted to see that happen. I'm not saying her, but team people, like people in the teams, her team. And some people did not. And I'm like, can't y'all see the power of two Black women under the same roof, under the same umbrella, of the same company, where you got the top girl on? Like, why would you not want that? You'd rather just like focus on one and let the other one fall to the wayside because it may threaten some people's positions. Are you
or
crazy?
Or that's too like, many women on that one. People gotta realize, and you're like, what? How is that possible?
But I'm like that in my real life with my friends too. Like, you know, there's pretty girls that just want to be the only one in their group or the only poppy girl that
so
got money.
Who does that?
I love being in a squad with a bunch of fellow baddies. I think that's such a powerful image you put out. If you're in a group where everyone's like holding their own, you know everyone's secure, right? Because I support, you know? But if you have to surround yourself with people you feel are you're less than, you showing your ass. You're showing your ass.
Exactly.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Exactly. So, well, I do think that, and I hope that, I pray for you that your business ventures continue to go well, because it is unfortunate. Like, because even like what I was telling you with my situation, I got to the point where I was like, all right, you know, this business is not working. I don't want it to ruin our friendship. So let's just agree not to work together. We both agree, and we still weren't friends. So it's just because once, I don't know whatever this person had in their mind, but what I had in my mind was, you know, you're not being fair business-wise, and the things you are doing is not beneficial to the both of us. You're only kind of looking out for yourself. And when you're in business with somebody, that's not right. And that just is what it is. When everyone's putting work in, everyone should benefit, not just yourself.
I wasn't powerful in media or really didn't have a say 5 years ago. I didn't even have a job. I was just trying to get a job on the radio. And when I did get my job on radio, I wasn't paying that good. I was getting paid low six figures to go to a top 10 market. I was working my butt off, getting up at 3:30 in the morning, and I didn't really have say or power. Within 1 year or 2 years, not only do I have the top shows at Fox, so I'm actually bringing other shows in and giving other people opportunities. And I only see myself going up. I'm producing more. I just got this deal coming up in the theater world that's going to really elevate me as a writer and a producer.
Fire.
And I'm not stopping there. I got other shows on deck that I'm going to be producing and creating, where it ain't about me and my face and my ego. It's for other people and for my visions. And I see myself, I tell Tracy Evans this all the time. You are my mentor. We're like, you don't even know this. Like, I aspire to be like you. She's a beautiful woman. Because they're going to shortcut, right? But she want to produce and create for others. And the person you shout on today and you think, oh, the short term, oh, let me just steal this radio gig from her or this podcast thing or whatever, or let me take this away. You don't know what position L'Oreal gonna be in next year, y'all. She's been rising steadily, and so has your girl, Claudia. Think twice on how you move in this business, because, like, not even just for that reason, but don't you just want to be a good person?
People will count you out, you know, and they think, like, oh, well, if I do this, this is it. Like, this is gonna cut off this person's lifeline. And one thing about you, one thing about me, we've always maintained and figured out a way to beat the odds and go against the grain while doing it, but still end up being on top. So, like, I never really get worried about stuff like that, because I always move with a pure heart. Like, I never do nothing to, like, take nothing from nobody else. I never do nothing grimy, nothing like that. I always move, like, right. And God always look out for them, those kind of people, because pure examples. Okay, but I will say, when you have good friends in the game, it is good. And even if you don't have any, then God gonna be your damn friend in the game. Okay, but you know, I kind of feel bad for Kelly, and the reason why I do is because, like you said, she didn't have no damn say. And she probably, them damn girls, she was like, please don't fire me too. But then, you know, she's Matthew Noh's daughter is what they say. So
that is a rumor, but do you think that's true?
I mean, Matthew is low down dirty.
Matthew,
what he's doing to that son? You see what they said? And the son, like, why don't they love me? Like, that's foul.
Damn.
He know he wrong. Like, you was sleeping with that woman. Like, don't get me wrong. Even if he was like, he didn't want the baby and this and that. You broke up the whole family, lost your job as a manager, hurt you, you know, embarrassed your family in public. And
Who's the biggest fumbler of their career, life, situation? Who do you think is the biggest person who fumbled their bag the most?
Oh, he's up there pretty high. Between him
Ray Rice, R. Kelly, Matthew Noh.
I never would make excuse for R. Kelly, but to me, that's like a sickness. Like, that man should have been in a hospital a long time ago getting treatment type. Like, that's gone too far. Matthew's a cheater. Ray Rice is a woman beater. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, that's something that happened overnight. Tory Lanez. He is the biggest drop the baller.
And I'm going to say one more. I'm going to add one more in there that maybe people haven't thought about this, but my sick mind. Melania Trump, you was with this man every day. I'm sure if something happens to him, you're going to get paid. Make him some soup. Make the soup, Melania. Melania, make the soup.
What is wrong with you? You can't say stuff like that.
What did I say? I just said make soup.
Anyway, so to wrap up the business talk, right, Claudia? Yes. So really quickly, in the business, say that it doesn't go right and your friend does something shady when it comes to the business side, do you think you would be able to still be friends with them?
No, because if you're my friend, you know how much money and finances and stability means to me. If you would dare ever try to take money away from me, then no, we're going to have a problem. It's almost fighting words, actually. I would expect
that. What if it's
that
more like a bad business decision? Like they added somebody into the company that you didn't agree with, or so not just necessarily stealing money, but something a little trickier than that.
Well, if that's the case, I could be friends with you, but I just won't respect your judgment anymore.
So friends with stipulations.
You can't pick the restaurant, the vacation, nothing. You can't pick.
Yeah. If I don't respect your judgment, that low key is like, I don't respect you. So you, sure. I've definitely been back friends with somebody that I've lost respect for. And it's almost like I humiliate them on a daily basis. So it's no point of it.
Cause like, then you're gonna be throwing subs all the time. Like, yeah, like that one, like somebody, you know, saying little stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah. So you might as well just not even try to be my friend. Move on. All right. Now let's get into the hot topics, Claudia.
Okay.
Right. You are part of the hot topics this week. And that's because you are at Carnival. You was partying it up. St. Lucia. We saw you and Chloe Bailey all over our timelines. Was that like the color choice of Carnival, or how did that work out?
So the Board of Tourism, shout out to them. They brought us down here. They took care of all the accommodations. They set up everything. I mean, I even got a call today from the butler like, oh, you have a massage today. I'm like, I didn't.
Wait a minute. Why didn't you invite me to this?
I'll call you.
Damn, that's how I get treated out here. I want
Why didn't you invite me to Dubai? Why didn't you invite me to Dubai?
Because that was a vacation. That's
why didn't you invite me to Jamaica?
That was awesome.
Why didn't you invite me to the million times?
Is this a vacation?
No, it's not.
Oh, because all mine be vacations. Oh, you know I'm booed up. That's why my DMs is trash now.
Anyways, next year we should come back and bring all the girls down here and just really. I said next year I'm gonna bring like five of my girls and we're gonna be all in the costume and we're gonna turn up.
Am I
up.
Gonna get a butler and a massage?
Yeah, of course you will.
Okay, then get we down. Come on.
Let me show you something real quick. Hold on, let me get my headpiece. It's so cute. I couldn't wait.
Now she remembers why she's a hot topic. Because a few minutes ago she's like, hot topic me.
Well, I haven't been seeing the blog. I haven't been looking at the blog since I've been down here as much. But look at how cute this headpiece is. It's so beautiful. Isn't that pretty?
Yes, it's beautiful.
Isn't that cute? Look
it
at that.
It kind of makes you look like a peacock.
Yeah.
Like the bird you are. No, I'm joking. I had to figure out a way to bring that in there. No, that is really pretty, though. You looked amazing. Like, you looked really good.
So on the way down there, right? I'm on the plane. I flew by myself, right? And I'm in first class and this girl's next to me. She's so sweet. Well, I'm just saying, I'm only saying because of who I'm sitting next to. I didn't even think about this, right? This girl, she looked young. I go, I wonder what she does. She's so young and she's in first class. Like, you know, you know how you always try to peep, like, what do they do? She had a hat on and a mask. So towards the end, we're landing, we're filling out our customs form. And I looked at her nails. I'm like, your nails are really cute. And she's like, oh, yeah. She's like, I'm here for Carnival. I go, me too. First time. She's like, yeah, me too. I can't wait. I'm so excited. And she's like, I'm so excited. It's my first time. And I go, yeah, Chloe Bailey is supposed to be here. She takes her glasses down. And it's Chloe Bailey. So I was sitting next to her the entire flight. Didn't even know it was her. Right.
No. Did she know who you are?
Yeah. So she's like, oh, my God, we saw you. She's like, I love reality TV. When you got on the plane, I told my sister, my friend, I was like, I felt so stupid. So anyways, she's part of our group and she's so sweet. She a little thickums too. She got body. That girl got some body.
Yeah, she's fire. I love, first of all, I love both her and her sister. Not only are they so sweet, they're talented, they're funny, they're dope. Like you said, their bodies, and Chloe's body, she done really grown up, huh?
What? My little booty, I'm like, I'm not taking a shot from the back near you. Hell no.
Uh-uh. Ain't happening. I see her doing this little move. I was like, well, I got to learn that one.
I can't do none of that. So, I told her, I said, you know, we talk about you all the time on podcasts, on my shows and stuff. I just love how you carry yourself. You and your sister, we're really proud of you. So she was so sweet and gracious to everybody. So shout out to the Board of Tourism.
Yeah.
And Travel St. Lucia. Check them out for your next trip. And Caribcation. And the Stonefields villas here, popping.
For real?
In the landings. Yeah, we're going to come back.
Okay, all right. I'm going to be back there with Claudia for Carnival. And I'm going to be naked too, y'all. So maybe my DMs will go back to being lit. Because right now, I think they tired of hearing about my man. So I got to just, I got to just come outside with the feathers covering the nip nips, and then I'll be all right.
My goodness.
But we were talking about Kelly. Let's talk about Tina really quickly. So y'all know her house was burglarized in L.A. They took about $1 million worth of stuff, money and jewelry and all that. And some people are thinking it's a little suspicious because around this time, now they're also announcing that the marriage between Richard Lawson and Tina Knowles is coming to an end. And she has dropped the name Lawson from her Instagram account. And it's been reported that they've been living separate lives for some time now. But ironically, you know, all of a sudden, this safe is missing. How they knew that the stuff was all in this safe? Tina Knowles, I'm pretty sure she got a lot of nice stuff in that house. You went right to the safe?
It's so damn obvious that this is an inside job. Either she set him up or he stole from her. That's his only two answers here. Or he ran his mouth to someone and said, such and such is in the safe. Go get it, and we're going to split it. There's something going on here. It's just too much of a coincidence, and I think it looks mad messy. And
I mean, a lot of scammers, and, like, this is giving PPP.
It's giving scam.
I don't know, but then when you look at it, I guess this is what people would say either way. Like, this Beyonce mama, do she have to do stuff like this? I'm pretty sure she could have just asked Beyonce for a dollar or two. So it just was just given the wrong time. And then for them to divorce now, it's like he sat around and waited 30-something years of her being married. Remember? Because he was, like, trying to be her friend while she was married. Mm-hmm. And then they got together, and now all of a sudden y'all are done?
I don't think she's scamming, but them getting a divorce and then money is missing from her safe is not.
The whole damn thing. The whole safe.
How someone, where are your cameras? Someone can come in and pull a safe. I have cameras. Listen, I'm a thousandaire. Okay, I'm not a millionaire. Not yet. Give me 2 years. But I'm saying I'm a thousandaire. I got cameras where you can't take a safe out of my house.
You would not have $1 million in a safe or $1 million worth of stuff with no camera.
Exactly.
Even a ring cam.
Well, usually that kind of money, when you have that level of wealth, your safe is kind of bolted to the floor or in the wall or in a building.
They act like it's the one back in the day that just got the handle and you just out.
You think Richard got something to do with it?
I think somebody got something to do with it. You don't just walk out. So how come they got $1 million from Miss Tina Knowles' house and 2,000 from damn some Idris?
It's all relative.
They got his safe too.
He told people he had 2,000 in there.
It was 2,000 worth of damage.
You shouldn't even say that. You should listen, Idris Damson. Exaggerate. They don't know how much money was in there. Don't say 2,000. You say 200,000 was in there.
Nah, he was right, because now nobody's gonna try to break in his house. He ain't got nothing. They're gonna break in and give him some money.
They're like, where's Lori's house?
Yeah, here, brother, you need a couple dollars.
They gonna leave money in his safe?
Facts.
we terrible.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Okay. So let's get into these DMs, because it goes down usually in my DMs, but they've been dry. Like I get stuff like this now. It's not dry because they still kind of try to holler, but it'll be like, damn, you're fine. I love that yellow hair on you. It's not yellow. It's ginger.
Ginger is reddish.
Trust me, it's ginger.
It's yellowish reddish. I don't know what color.
Ginger. Yellowish reddish is ginger. It's just a different shade of ginger. It's different shades of ginger. But or I'll get something like, whatever you're doing is working because you're aging backwards. Keep your foot on your neck. Like, it's like, but these are guys. So it's like they're trying to fish to see if I'm going to say thank you so then they could go for the kill. And then I also told you about the guy that tried to book me, right?
No.
I did it? Oh, my God. So this guy, so he tries to book me. And as y'all know, goes down in the DMs. You can follow me and go there and slide in the DMs. S-Star and L'Oreal. S-T-A-R-R-I-N-G-L-O-R-E-L. We're going to get into Claudius, too. But I got to let y'all hear this. Okay, so he hits me up. And he's like, good afternoon. Was reaching out to inquire how much you charge to be a celebrity host for this event. And he said where the event was, whatever. So I said I would have to fly in. What's your budget, you know? And he tells me, and I said, it's not enough, right? Tell him how much it is, a little more, not a little, probably double what he was thinking. So he tried the counter, and I said, no, still double. So he decided to reach back out.
Yes.
So when he reached back out, he goes, okay, can you do this amount? So then I go, well, you're getting closer, but not sure. He says, how about this? You let me take you out and you go with me as my date. Like, oh, instead of the money.
Oh, yeah. I'd love to go out with a guy that I don't like and I have a boyfriend. I have to explain that and not bring home any money. Oh, that makes perfect sense.
Let me tell you something. Blocked.
Men be thinking that everybody want their ass. We don't want
you. Yo, it was so crazy. But then he had continued to go, like, you could look at my platform and see, like, I'm lit. I got my own following and... No, thank you, sir. I got a following too. I follow the money to my bank account.
If you got to tell someone you're lit, are you lit?
No.
Lit people are just, they're just lit.
You know what I mean? Why do you have a ring light and
you don't have to tell people that you're lit. You are just lit. You know what I'm saying?
Like, you have two and I have zero.
I have three actually, but I don't have to tell y'all that I'm lit because you see.
This is giving something that I saw on a site that we shouldn't be talking. Twitter. What's in your DMs? Because you said you got a nasty one for us. And I can't wait.
This guy said he wanted me to slide across his mustache like a snail.
I wasn't expecting that. Who says that? Actually, that was kind of a good line.
So you would want to be compared to a snail?
I mean, I get why he said that.
That was his opening line, though. He didn't lead into it with anything. He just went straight for the slide across my mustache like a snail.
He didn't even call you beautiful?
No, he didn't say grand rising or nothing.
He didn't say grand rising queen?
He didn't call me a queen and all the other BS that they
used. You got to block him then. If he would have said grand rising queen, slide across my face like a snail. No,
maybe he'd be in St. Lucia with me. Okay, I would have made fool him out.
You could have flew. He could have got flewed out. All right.
Okay,
man.
So that was one DM, but let me read this other one. Let me end on a positive note, okay?
Yes, come on. Come on, this snail.
Okay, I Heart Chrissy said, I don't care what happened to the Undressed Room podcast. You and L'Oreal must stay together. I love y'all together. Even if that ever goes away, meaning this podcast, we listen for you too. Have an amazing weekend. That's from I Heart Chrissy on Instagram.
Thank you, I Heart Chrissy. We heart you too.
Wasn't that nice? So we went from snails to love.
I love that. And it's crazy how many messages we've been getting about the Undressing Room podcast. I got one that I'm going to read next week. So next week is our last show. I didn't know how much we could say about it, but that's going to be our final show, guys. We're going to get out of here. Let me put my bra back on because obviously it fell down mid-episode. Claudia didn't even tell me and she was staring right at it. Thanks a lot.
You know, the way you rewrite history, I see why your friends don't want to do business with you anymore. You are lying.
You see why you can't tell Claudia nothing? She's one of those people that throw the stuff back at you. You got to watch friends like
you're
Claudia.
You're lying about my character.
So, Claudia, your DMs are getting off the chain. If they want to send you a DM, where can they do that at?
Please send them to @ClaudiaJordan on Instagram. I always check them. So, and if you have something really wild and crazy, put a message on my last picture and say, hey, check your DMs, and I'll go look at it.
Okay, so put your clothes back on. We're going to get up out of here. And make sure y'all rate, review, subscribe, tell a friend, and tell a friend to listen to the Undressing Room podcast for one more episode presented by Macy's. Bye, Claudia.
Bye, L'Oreal.
Thanks for listening to the Unjust and Run podcast. And be sure to check out all of our shows on the Urban One Podcast Network.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.